Macmillan Audio presents Oath of Office by Michael Palmer. Read for you by Robert Petkoff.
A scientist knew of a species of Arctic flounder that was resistant to freezing in cold temperatures. He wanted his tomatoes to resist cold temperatures so they wouldn't die in frost. The scientist didn't have to wait for the unlikely event of the fish mating with the tomato. Instead, he figured out which gene in the fish keeps it from freezing and then inserted that gene into the tomato's DNA. The antifreeze gene has never, ever, ever existed before in a tomato, but now it's in the scientists' tomatoes, and all their future offspring. Jeffrey M. Smith, Seeds of Deception, used by permission. Prologue.
I'm finished. I can't believe this has happened again. I just blew up at one of my patients. The last time when I screamed at Calvin Summers for continuing to smoke despite a massive heart attack, my medical license was suspended for 6 months, and I had to go away for treatment. The Board of Medicine said there was no excuse for that kind of behavior from a doctor, no matter how pure my motives. Now it's Roberta Jennings. She just stormed out, shouting at me that she was not going to tolerate that kind of abuse and that she was going to contact the board as soon as she got home. My office staff heard her. The patients in the waiting room heard her. What am I going to do? I'm alone.